opportunities come from serving the right people. And that's what the series is going to be about, is how to find and serve the right people with a valuable offer or solution that you can provide. The Perspective Podcast is fuel for your mind and creative grind. Each week, my guests and I provide the skills for thinking bigger, overcoming adversity, and making an impact with your work. What's going on? You're listening to episode 196 of the Perspective Podcast. I'm your host, Scotty Russell of Perspective Collective, and my mission is to help you grow a fulfilling, profitable, and sustainable creative side hustle, or whatever your creative pursuits may be. At the end of each episode, I plug a listener of the week, so stick around to figure out how you can get a permanent shout out in a future episode. And I have some massive announcements I have to share. I could do a little spin in my chair because I have to share. So number one, OMG, OMG, OMG. I hope you have January 13th marked on your calendars. The Engage Community Building Blueprint video course will officially be available worldwide. This thing is packed. It's packed with 7 modules and 40 plus lessons. This thing is loaded with actionable tips, worksheets, reference examples, and more. I want this to be your step-by-step roadmap for tapping into work that lights you up, eliminating the guesswork of what you need to be sharing, why you share it, and who it's for, as well as attracting the right audience who supports you in your work. I'm going to help you build your community hub. I'm going to help you boost your engagement, not only on Instagram, but across all your platforms, while also helping you promote yourself the right way, selling one-on-one, and so much more. And number two, if you haven't yet, you're going to want to download the free Engage Community Guide over at engagecommunityguide.com. Do it now. Not only is it a perfect appetizer to consume leading up to the full course, but those who've downloaded it are going to get a major early bird homie hookup January 11th through 12th before it goes full public price on January 13th the next day. Trust me when I say this, you're not going to want to miss this, because once this deal is gone, it's freaking done, son. Number three, you're also going to want to be in my free private Facebook community, the Perspective-Collective. Do this ASAP as well. Not only do I do weekly personalized free live coaching trainings, and then just the family is awesome in general, you know, tons of feedback, tons of resources, even answering pricing questions on the daily. It's a great place to be, to connect with like-minded people all around the world, get that accountability. But I also have a special 3-part challenge kicking off early January. Not only are these challenges going to provide you a ton of help and guidance in growing your own engaged community before the course ever even comes out, but I have some killer giveaways for participants, with the major one being worth over $1,500. Again, that's the Perspective-Collective on Facebook, or just check out all the links to everything I just mentioned in these announcements in the show notes. Can't miss it. Now let's get into today's episode overview. I'm going to start off by making 3 quick assumptions about you. 1, you don't want to feel isolated on an island when playing this creative game. Number 2, you want people to care about you and your work. Number 3, you want to feel connected with a support system around you to lean on and learn from. And my friends, that is the power of community, and it comes in many different forms. But what I want to drive home is that having a community around you is a surefire way to consistently progress and push forward. For me, growing an engaged community around me and my work has become my most powerful asset, especially when the pandemic hit this year. But before I dive deep into how building a connected audience has massively benefited my creative pursuits, it's important to know why I'm so passionately focused on this topic in the first place. That way, you get a better understanding of what's to come over the next few weeks, as today we're kicking off a 3-part series on the power of building an engaged community. And due to the interest on the Engage Community Guide, which is a free download, if you haven't gotten yet, it's over at engagecommunityguide.com. Based on the reception and the feedback I got on this, it's clear you want a lot more on this topic. This is a huge pain point, and it's because of you that this series and this guide has now sparked and turned into the Engage Community Building Blueprint video course. But with that being said, my goals with this podcast series are to convince you that you don't need a massive following to have a successful and profitable creative career. My goals with this are to help you build a small to mid-sized, hyper-engaged community that supports you in the work that you create. And my goals with this are also to guide you to being more intentional about what you create, who it's for, and how you share it. And before we get started, today's episode is brought to you by my friends and family over at Garm Company. Garm means Graphic Artist Resource Merchant Co. is a newly opened boutique-style shop for designer tools, resources, and goods crafted together with some of the most talented designers in the business. Their textures, brushes, fonts, flash packs, and courses help you achieve that highly desired professional polish while saving you tons of money and not breaking your bank. So visit garmcompany.com/Scotty and use promo code pizza20 to take 20% off your purchase. Thank you, Garm. Thank you, Amir. And also shout out to you Patreon supporters who financially back the show, like my family over at Iron Bean Coffee Company does. With as little as your weekly cup of coffee, your support directly helps the show continue to grow, allowing me to invest in the podcast team, equipment, as well as hosting. It's an expensive hobby. Well, it's not a hobby anymore. It's a freaking business. So to learn more about how you can start backing the show, as well as the rewards that you get for pledging, please visit patreon.com/perspectivepodcast. We couldn't do what we do without you. So thank you so much. And one final thing before we get started, if you found value in this episode, it would mean the world to me if you took a screenshot or a video of you working to this in the background and tag me on Instagram stories so we can connect and I can reshare the love back. As always, keep an open mind and act on anything that inspires you today. Let's go. Self-awareness is so important, and the more I get to know myself and my past, the more I get to appreciate where I'm at right now in the moment of my presence and where I want to steer the ship in the future. And I've learned by looking back and connecting the dots, you know, that tortured child I used to be. Throughout my life, I craved connection for a few reasons, and one was because I grew up getting severely bullied and I just desperately craved acceptance. The second reason was while finding my artistic groove post-college, I felt extremely isolated in my small town of Iowa. I needed to find my people. And the other reason I craved connection because the local people I used to kick it with around here, I'll be honest, they were holding me back and they weren't aligned to the big goals I had for myself. I couldn't just have a real conversation about personal development, growth, art, and design. People around here were more interested in getting fucked up and what are you going to wear this weekend and how much are you going to spend on those new shoes? Like, I just, that's not me anymore. And it's funny, when I started consistently sharing my work under Perspective Collective over 6 years ago, I had no idea I was building community around what I was doing. It was just my extroverted and connection-seeking tendencies to engage with people first, people like you. And literally, if you don't know me, I'm the kind of dude who's on an elevator who just cannot handle the awkward silence. Unless it's like a single floor that we're going, that's fine. I'll give you a head nod. But if it's like from the bottom to the top, I'm going to talk to you. I'm going to make a comment and I'm going to break the ice. That's just how I am. And I realized over time by me just engaging with other people, strangers online started initiating the engagement back. And after almost giving up on art completely because I didn't think I had the chops back when I graduated college, getting any type of love on my work was a huge deal for me, and it still is today. I remember what it's like to almost quit and feel like nobody gave a shit. I remember that like it was yesterday. And so when I'd get some support or affirmation on my work, I would always make sure to respond with genuine gratitude toward anyone, you know, who would leave that comment. And I do my best to still do that today because I truly do appreciate that shit. You know, it's no fluff. It's no BS. Like, I really do appreciate when you give a shit about what I'm doing. And wildly enough, doing this year after year after year after year after year, it sprouted a little fan base. It's composed of people who vibe to what I inject into this floating rock in space. And that's where I want to pivot and start talking about the perks of turning on the marketing switch, which I think many of you struggle with. So for me, things begin to really scale and really heat up when I turn that marketing switch on. I turned off the creative switch and I began diving into the world of marketing. And I began understanding what I was good at and how to optimize it and scale it. I'm specifically talking about some things I'm good at is creating relatable, helpful content based on my experiences and interests. Building relationships by connecting with and providing a personalized experience. And creating safe spaces where people connect with other like-minded people. I slowly continued to build an engaged community through my Instagram and through this podcast, you know, leveraging these tactics that I've learned about myself. And then I became even more intentional about this by creating hubs, which served in the form of my free Perspective Collective Facebook group. You can access that in the show notes or just go and look that up, as well as the Side Hustlers coaching programs. You know, I really want to focus on building closely connected communities and families where people can lean on each other because I felt so isolated and I had no one to turn to. I understand what it's like. And the focus on creating these hubs was never to sell people shit. That wasn't the goal. That wasn't the intention. It was all about creating a one-stop shop full of like-minded people, a place where I could dish out targeted value based on the biggest struggles, dreams, and fears people like you shared with me over the years. And somehow the more energy I invested into building community, the credibility, social proof, and authority came along with it. And as a byproduct of it just investing in people, this led to speaking gigs, podcast interviews, affiliate-based and sponsor opportunities. And I should note right here, I only co-sign on something and share it with you if it's something I personally use or that I just believe will provide someone like you extreme value along your creative grind. So what I'm trying to say is that putting my focus on serving rad humans like you continually opened up new doors of opportunity. I could have gone all in on the freelance path that many of my friends and idols were doing. But for me, it just never felt right. You know, I thought that's what I was supposed to do, but it just never aligned with what felt right, I guess. So, you know, my gut, I listened to my gut often. Logic told me freelance because that's what everybody else did. Intuition and gut and instinct told me something else. And because of this, I ended up instead listening to what people like you said you struggle with and needed the most. I listened. I cared. And because of this, I stopped freelancing and I killed my online merch shop in 2019. First month of January, I killed it. I went with my gut and chased my love for connecting and listening. This helped me unearth a new stream of side hustle income and coaching creatives. So if you haven't heard this story, this is like the skinny of it all of what brought me here today. And I guess it kind of stemmed from like in 2018, I was feeling that freelance grind. I felt like, oh man, these products and freelancing, is just something's just not clicking. It's an endless grind. It's taking me away from my family. I have to keep doing a freelance project. It's like flipping tables at a restaurant. Get this freelance project done. Now line up the next one. Get this freelance project done. It's just a never-ending one-off kind of thing. And I needed something more. It wasn't lighting me up. And diving into the coaching route, something I was interested in, just because I have a past of coaching football, and this is clearly what I was cut out for. I felt like this was what I was supposed to do for such a long time, but imposter syndrome and the fear of judgment held me back from just diving in. And I'm glad I said fuck it and stopped listening to what other people said and started listening to my inner voice of reason versus the critic and just dove in. And so finding success in this new angle of my business, it ended up saving my ass a year later. You know, so I started coaching in 2019. I kicked off the first coaching program in August, September 2019. And then in November 2019, I ended up losing my safe job, my safe day job. And I made a leap of faith shortly afterwards that went against all logic. Instead of applying for a day job or pursuing full-time freelance, I went all in on side hustle coaching in January 2020. And 2 months into self-employment, a freaking pandemic hits. Who would have thought? Had I taken on a new job, I would have been fresh meat on the chopping block. Had I went full-time freelance, I would have severely struggled as people were afraid to spend money in order to weather the storm. And people don't know what's going on. Nobody's dealt with anything like this. So, I mean, why spend your money and hire someone when you don't know how long this is going to last? It makes total sense. Projects were getting pulled left and right with all my friends. I had friends losing like $50,000 worth of locked in capital for that year gone within 2 weeks because of pandemic hit. But for me, however, building an engaged community and stepping into the online education scene was the best move I could have ever made. You know, I didn't know I was doing this. I went with my gut. And that's the power of serving. Not only did I have a strong coaching program locked down, but I was freed up and able to create digital resources I knew were going to help you. The person I'm talking to on the other side of here, I knew it was going to help you with your side hustle pursuits. And I knew this because I continually engaged, listened, took action, and served continually, consistently, year after year after year. And damn, did this pay off. I don't say this shit to flex, and boast. I say this shit because it's real life, and I think it's so important for you to know that I'm not up here just baking in so much fluff about how important a community is because I have a course coming up. It's not like that. Like, this is real shit, and I'm going to break down real numbers because I want you to know you're not going to get fluff from me. No, zero bullshit, full transparency, full vulnerability. This is how it's paid off. So in 2020, you know, it's been a wild year, but the first quarter of it has just been insane, insanely stressful, but insanely profitable and insanely rewarding because I've busted my ass. None of this shit was handed to me, so I want to preface that. But between my launches of the Spring 2020 Side Hustlers Coaching Program, the March release of the Side Hustlers Handbook mini course, and the digital ink brushes for Procreate. So between those three launches, as well as affiliate-based stuff, I was able to, one, build up 6 months of expenses super quickly, two, pay off my wife's $25,000 car loan, which freed up over $400 per month, and now we owned our car. And the final thing is I was able to cover her 12 weeks of unpaid maternity leave. I did all of this before a little baby Emma was born on June 2nd. Not to mention, by the time she was born, I had already made the same amount as I did at my last day job, which was $61,000. I'd just gotten a raise last year, shortly right before I got fired. I got let go. My whole marketing team got let go, so not fired. But none of this would have been possible had I not focused on building an engaged community around me and the work I was most passionate about and attentively listened and served those who were following me. This is way more than just selling solutions and making money. It's way more than that. Not only do I get to build deep relationships with incredible people like you, but I constantly get to listen and find new ways to serve you, most of the time with just free killer content. I'm focused on giving first. Giving, capitalized. Capitalize on the giving. Not creating to sell something. If what I'm putting out there strikes a nerve and people want more, then you bet your ass it could potentially evolve into a profitable resource. For sure. No doubt about it. But first, it's all about giving. Giving is serving. And that's the huge takeaway right here is give, listen, create, revise, repeat. I'm going to say that again. Here's a pattern. Here's the cycle. This is the formula for me. Give, listen, create, revise, repeat. Give value. Listen to the feedback. Listen to what people like you are struggling with. Create something. Create something that can provide you value. Continue to revise it and tweak it. And if it continues to perform, repeat the process. And I gave for years. Like I gave for years before I ever gave an ass to purchase a damn thing. And by doing this and just giving and giving and giving, I gained people's trust by connecting, listening, understanding, and serving. All right. Hopefully you're hearing the pattern. I'm like saying these words over and over again to drill it in your head. The magic of seven. It takes seven times to like really maintain and retain whatever that marketing message is, you know? And if I'm going to end this appropriately, I want to make sure you know that opportunities come from serving the right people. And that's what the series is going to be about, is how to find and serve the right people with a valuable offer or solution that you can provide. So if I was to summarize this all up, it'd be this. Building an engaged community around you and your work is a fucking powerful asset. It doesn't happen overnight. Like anything I teach, if you know by now, is not a get rich quick overnight TikTok celebrity stardom kind of hack. It's not like that at all. I'm about connecting with one person at a time and getting them to support you, becoming part of your team, and then just joining your cause. It's not about selling. You know, that's just a small percentage of my business is focused on selling. The majority of it is about giving. It's about listening and serving your audience as you grow together over time. You serve someone now, they're going to grow along with you. I have people that fucked with me in the early days of Instagram, and they still stick along with me, and we've grown together, and they've seen the transformation. They've seen how I could take a hobby to a side hustle to a full-time grind. That gets trust. That gets credibility. That shows authority. And by doing all of this, this is how you create superfans and loyal customers who support not only your work, but the human behind it. I don't want to just hide behind a logo and abstract name, a perspective collective, and you never get to know me. I mean, hopefully you're supporting me because you know me and my story, and you know the value I bring to the table is authentic and real, and I truly give a shit about you. And by doing this repeatedly over the years, this will all compound to the point where the floodgates of opportunity will open. All right, it's like the same world of finances, compound interest. Put that dollar away, save it away, and it's going to compound over time and grow incrementally and exponentially. And that's the same thing of just like connecting with one person at a time. And with that, you're going to find endless potential to make great money by selling and serving the right people who want to support you. Again, Kevin Kelly, 1000 True Fans, this is a concept I leveraged from him, but I just put my own spin on it in my own world. All right, I'm passionate about this topic and I'm taking what he talks about and just going deeper with it. There are no cheat codes if you want the same benefits of building an engaged community that I've tapped into, that I found beneficial, that I want to teach and speak on and educate you about. It's powerful stuff. And it's all on you to put in the work and genuinely give a shit about those who you want to serve, the right people. And that's what we're going to dive into moving forward. PC family, there it is, part one of this three-part community building series, and I hope you found this helpful. I hope there's some kind of golden nugget in there of me sharing my story and just how valuable of an asset this has been for me over the years and just how it's paid in full, all that energy, that time that I've invested into connecting with people like you and how it's like paid me back tenfold in a year where this could have been a disaster for me, so... You can find the full episode link in the form of a blog post if you'd rather read this, containing all links and references in the show notes within your current podcast listening app. And stay tuned, buckle in, as next week, part two, I'm going to go deep on three ways to start getting people to care more about you and your work. You're not going to want to miss that. Again, if you found value in this one, just share it with your friends, your family, your following, if you feel like they could find it useful too. If this show has helped you along your creative grind, could you do me just a solid... Aside from just sharing it, that's super important, but could you also do me a favor in leaving a rating and review over on Apple Podcasts or iTunes? Not only does it help the show climb the charts in the arts design category, but it staples you in as a future listener of the week. And today's listener of the week is titled my number one favorite podcast, and it comes from Cynthia Tiz from the US, and they state, I've been listening to the podcast for about a year now, and it's absolutely my favorite. Thanks. During times where I start to feel unmotivated, imposter syndrome, and in doubt, this podcast really helps me get through it, and it helped me to even improve in my career. Hell yeah. I learned so much valuable information from this show, and I would recommend this podcast to any creative person who wants to grow their business or just to even feel inspired again. Thank you, Cynthia. It's called Fuel for Your Mind and Creative Grind for a reason. It's about overcoming the head games and then tapping into your best work that makes an impact on people. That's what this is about. So I'm so glad that the show was like, doing exactly what I wanted to do and providing you a service. And as I sign off, I want to give a huge shout out to my podcast editor, Anya Brennan, executive assistant, Paige Garland, video specialist, Colton Bacher, social media coordinator, Hannah Schick, and Nick Jenkins of Bluka for all the dope theme music you hear on this show. And as you finish off your week strong, I want to encourage you to keep showing up, keep putting in the work, and keep creating. You got this.